The Great Litany is found on page 148 of the Book of Common Prayer, the congregation standing. God the Father, creator of heaven and earth. O God the Son, redeemer of the world. O God the Holy Ghost, sanctifier of the faithful. O Holy, Blessed, and Glorious Trinity, one God. Remember not, Lord Christ, our offenses, nor the offenses of our forefathers. Neither reward us according to our sins. Spare us, good Lord, spare thy people, whom thou hast redeemed with thy most precious blood, and by thy mercy preserve us forever.
Spare us, good Lord.
From all evil and wickedness, from sin, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, and from everlasting damnation.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all blindness of heart, from pride, vainglory, and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and from all want of charity.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all inordinate and sinful affections, and from all the deceits of the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Good Lord,
from all false doctrine, heresy, and schism, from hardness of heart and contempt of thy word and commandment.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From lightning and tempest, from earthquake, fire, and flood, from plague, pestilence, and famine.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all oppression, conspiracy, and rebellion, from violence, battle, and murder, and from dying suddenly and unprepared. By the mystery of thy holy incarnation, by thy holy nativity and submission to the law, by thy baptism, fasting, and temptation, by thine agony and bloody sweat, by thy cross and passion, by thy precious death and burial, by thy glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Ghost. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment, we sinners do beseech thee to hear us, O Lord God, and that it may please thee to rule and govern thy holy church universal in the right way.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
That it may please thee to illumine all bishops, priests, and deacons with true knowledge and understanding of thy word, and that both by their preaching and living they may set it forth and show it accordingly.
We beseech thee to hear us, Lord.
That it may please thee to bless and keep all thy people.
We beseech thee to hear us, Lord.
That it may please thee to send forth laborers into thy harvest and to draw all mankind into thy kingdom. That it may please thee to give to all people increase of grace, to hear and receive thy word, and to bring forth the fruits of the Spirit.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
That it may please thee to bring into the way of truth all such as have erred and are deceived.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
That it may please thee to give us a heart to love and fear thee, and diligently to live after thy commandments. That it may please thee so to rule the hearts of thy servants, the President of the United States, and all others in authority, that they may do justice and love mercy and walk in the ways of truth.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
That it may please thee to make wars to cease in all the world, to give to all nations unity, peace, and concord, and to bestow freedom upon all peoples. That it may please thee to show thy pity upon all prisoners and captives, the homeless and the hungry, and all who are desolate and oppressed.
We beseech thee to hear us, Lord.
That it may please thee to give and preserve to our use the bountiful fruits of the earth, so that in due time all may enjoy them.
We beseech thee to hear us, Lord.
That it may please thee to inspire us in our several callings to do the work which thou givest us to do with singleness of heart as thy servants and for the common good.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
That it may please thee to preserve all who are in danger by reason of their labor or their travel.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
That it may please thee to preserve and provide for all women in childbirth, young children and orphans, the widowed, and all whose homes are broken or torn by strife.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
That it may please thee to visit the lonely, to strengthen all who suffer in mind, body, and spirit, and to comfort with thy presence those who are failing and infirm.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
That it may please thee to support, help, and comfort all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation. That it may please thee to have mercy upon all mankind.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
That it may please thee to give us true repentance, to forgive us all our sins, negligences, and ignorances, and to endue us with the grace of thy Holy Spirit to amend our lives according to thy holy word.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
That it may please thee to forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts. That it may please thee to strengthen such as do stand, to comfort and help the weak-hearted, to raise up those who fall, and finally to beat down Satan under our feet. That it may please thee to grant to all the faithful departed eternal life and peace. That it may please thee to grant that in the fellowship of blessed Thaddeus and all the saints, we may attain to thy heavenly kingdom.
We beseech thee to hear us,
Son of God, we beseech thee to hear us.
Son of God, we beseech thee to
hear us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world.
Grant us thy peace.
O Christ, hear us.
O Christ, hear us.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
From the book of Genesis. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Christ suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey. When God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water, and baptism, which is this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. Word of the Lord.
Thank you. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beast, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. As we endured the winter blast from the Siberian Express this past weekend, I was conscious of the other creatures who live in our yard, especially the birds, and even our pesky squirrels, my least favorite neighbors. They try to eat the bird food. I tried to keep the bird feeders full, but knew there wasn't a source of water because the bird baths were frozen solid. Our Old Testament reading reminds us of the time when the earth was covered with too much water. But then God intervened, making a covenant with Noah on behalf of all the living creatures, with the promise that God would never allow the waters to flood and destroy all flesh. Waters. Life-giving, flowing waters like the River Jordan, where Jesus took the baptismal plunge. We learn of this in today's gospel reading from Mark. But wait, in just 7 short verses, Mark the evangelist pushes us to envision first Jesus' baptism, then Jesus' propulsion into the desert wilderness, and third, his arrival as a charismatic preacher in the Galilee. We need to hold on. The Gospel of Mark has such a great intensity and speed that it's hard to catch our breath. Do you wonder why? Well, we think it's because Mark was preaching to a congregation that was being persecuted. A congregation not unlike the Coptic Christians in Egypt right now. I confess I can't erase the image of those 21 men beheaded for their faith in Jesus Christ by the radical Islamic State terrorists. In situations like this, faithful Christians need the basics of the gospel, not embellished with beautiful prose, such as in the Gospel of Luke, or with numerous examples and parables, such as are given by Matthew. I confess that I find Mark a breathtaking challenge. One of my very favorite images is the baptism of Jesus, according to Mark. Imagine the heavens, not just opening, but imagine the heavens ripped open, torn apart in such a way that there's no chance they'll ever be shut up again. The heavens, torn apart to provide what one commentator calls the cosmic gash. The cosmic gash in the universe, where God's mighty spirit descends, reaching down, down, downward to Jesus, who, after his plunge in the water, rises up, 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 upward. And there's the joining of the divine and the human. Almost like a lightning bolt, the Spirit of God descends. The early church tried to envision this in their icons, and I will put it against the altar so you'll be able to see it when you come up to communion. But in this icon, we see that lightning bolt kind of thing descending upon Jesus with this little dove in the middle, which to me looks like a singed eagle. It looks like it's burned up. You'll have to see it. Okay, there's this lightning bolt, but also there's this cosmic tear, not just through the atmosphere, but through the waters. On each side of Jesus in the Jordan are these huge waves. Jesus walking through the huge ocean waves that are parted. Remind you of anything? How about the Exodus? The iconophers of the early church were trying to show us that Jesus' baptism is a new Exodus. Just like in the past, Israel experienced God in passing through the waters of the Red Sea, only then to encounter the trials and tests of the wilderness. So Jesus, still wet from his baptismal plunge, is pushed, is driven into the wilderness. Mark writes, Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. The vigor of the language and its brevity, 23 words, force us to use our imaginations about just what those wilderness experiences were like. And I challenge you to pray with this first week in Lent. What do we imagine are Jesus' wilderness tests and temptations? I know I always start thinking of the desert and how Jesus must have felt thirst. Think about it. The divinely inhabited human Jesus is the embodiment of God's love. Satan recognizes this and immediately assumes an adversarial position. Satan knows who Jesus is because Satan is a polar opposite. Satan and the demons are the antithesis of love. They are the inner invisible energy of people, groups, social and political structures that become wild beasts. Anything that becomes wild beasts inflicting suffering on people and devouring God's good creation. Will the fear of violence by the wild beasts and demons keep Jesus from staying the course that God asks of him? Mark leaves us to ponder this. Okay, we know from the epistle that truly Jesus stays the course, but we need to deal with Mark now in Lent. And Mark wants us to think about it. So far in today's gospel, it looks like the wild beast Herod is winning out by arresting John the Baptizer. But we know the beasts are only part of the story. And in the icon, they're made very clear, we have angels who were also sent by God, messengers, to minister to Jesus. These messengers minister in the wilderness. And even in that wilderness of the Garden of Gethsemane that this prefigures. I told you, I love the Gospel of Mark because in my opinion, it's Mark's gospel that especially speaks to us today, speaks of good news in a really bad world. We can't watch and hear the news without being conscious of the demons wreaking havoc worldwide. Nor can we attempt our journey through a holy Lent without becoming aware of our own demons that keep us alienated from one another and alienated from God. The third thing Mark brings up is that Jesus then goes to the Galilee to preach that the kingdom of God is near, the kingdom of God is with and in Jesus. And Jesus' mission is to reconcile all of creation and all people to one another. And that's our mission. Our mission as baptized Christians, beloved sons and daughters of God, is to reconcile all creatures and people to God and to each other. In closing, I pray that this Lent we may really go into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit that came upon Jesus with that cosmic gash, and that Spirit will indeed bring love and life onto the earth. Amen.
Please stand with me and let us share our faith together by reciting the Nicene Creed, found on page 326 in the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God,
eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead,
and his kingdom will have no end.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and his Son.
With the Father and his Son, he is worshipped and glorified.
He has spoken through the prophets.
We believe in one Holy
Catholic and Apostolic Church.
We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Let us humbly confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against thee
in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone.
We have not loved thee with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of thy Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in thy will
and walk in thy ways, to the glory of thy name. Amen.
Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hear the word of God to all who truly turn to him. Come unto me, all you that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. This is a true saying and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Several announcements to which I would call your attention. First and foremost, we want to say thank you to Christian Thompson for providing new choir vestments that we're wearing for the first time during the season of Lent. Nice addition. With sickness, etc., we don't have as many in the choir, but they look great. A sad note, our choir master, Linda Pennybaker's father, departed this life yesterday afternoon. At this point, of course, funeral arrangements are incomplete. As soon as we know, we'll send an email out to the congregation. He lived a wonderfully rich life, died at the age of 96. So please remember Linda and her family in your prayers. The first Lenten program is scheduled for this Tuesday at 6 p.m., beginning with Eucharist, then supper, and then the program. Let's see if I can read my scribbles here. Change in the communion hymn. We'll be singing Let Us Break Bread Together, hymn 325, during communion. And then finally, on a liturgical note, be aware of the fact that starting this season of Lent, we're using the traditional language Rite 1. This is the desire of the worship committee, and some folks are just delighted that we're going to go back to the these and thous. Others are saying, what? Going to be doing this throughout the season of Lent. Are there any other announcements to be made? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin, by whose grace we are able to triumph over every evil and to live no longer unto ourselves, but unto him who died for us and rose again. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, be to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that thou of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by his one oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, we, thy humble servants, do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty, with these thy holy gifts which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make, having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. And although we are unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
Not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son Jesus Christ and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. At this time, we're going to be blessing these prayer blankets, which have been created by a number of the women of the parish, to be taken to those who are ill. They are outward and visible signs of God's love for us, that when a person who is shut in or sick wraps this blanket around them, they know that God wraps his arms around them. Let us pray. O God, giver of all good things, we pray your blessing upon these blankets, that they will be signs and symbols of your love for those who receive them, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost feed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be our honor and glory, world without end. Amen. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.